Sergeant Colon. "They threw his bag in the river, too." "Does that normally happen to postmen?" said Moist. "I thought..." "Oh, no." The new, painfully slow arrival was Senior Postman Aggie, dragging one leg because it had a bulldog attached to it. "Sorry about this, sir," he said, limping forward. "I think my official trousers is torn. I stunned a bugger with my bag, sir, but they're a devil to let go." The bulldog's eyes were shut. It appeared to be thinking of something else. "Good job you've got your armour, eh?" said Moist. "Wrong leg, sir, but not to worry. I'm naturally imp airvious around the calfy regions. It's all a scar tissue, sir. You could strike matches on it. Jimmy Tropes is in trouble, though. He's up a tree in Hyde Park." Moist von Lipwig strode up Market Street, face set with grim purpose. The boards were still up on the Golem Trust, but had attracted another layer of graffiti. The paint on the door was burnt and bubbled too. He opened the door, and instinct made him duck. He felt the crossbow bolt zip between the wings of his hat. Miss Dearheart lowered the bow. "My gods, it's you. For a minute I thought a second sun had appeared in the sky." Moist rose cautiously as she laid the bow aside. "We had a firebomb last night," she said, by way of explanation for attempting to shoot him in the head. "How many golems are for hire right now, Miss Dearheart?" said Moist.
"Huh? Oh, about a dozen or so."
"Fine, I'll take them. Don't bother to wrap them up. I want them down at the post office as soon as possible." "What?" Miss Dearheart's normal expression of perpetual annoyance returned.
"Look, you can't just walk in, snap your fingers, and order a dozen people like this."
"They think they're property," said Moist. "That's what you told me." They glared at one another. Then Miss Dearheart fumbled distractedly in a filing tray.
"I can let you have employ 4 right now," she said. "That'd be Doors 1, Sore 20, Campanile 2, and Anghammerad. Only Anghammerad can talk at the moment. The Freeze haven't helped the others yet."
"Helped?" Miss Dearheart shrugged.
"A lot of the cultures that built golems thought tools shouldn't talk. They have no tongues."
"And the Trust gives them some extra clay, eh?" said Moist cheerfully. She gave him a look.
"It's a bit more mystical than that," she said solemnly.
"Well, dumb is okay so long as they're not stupid," said Moist, trying to look serious. "This Anghammerad's got a name, not just a description. A lot of the very old ones have. Tell me, what do you want them to do?" said the woman.
"Be postman," said Moist.
"Working in public?"
"I don't think you can have secret postman," said Moist, briefly seeing shadowy figures skulking from door to door.
"Anything wrong with that?"
"Well, no, certainly not. It's just that people get a bit nervous and set fire to the shop. I'll bring them down as soon as possible." She paused. "You do understand that owned golems have to have a day off every week. You did read the pamphlet, didn't you?"
Time off," said Moist.
"What do they need time off for? A hammer doesn't get time off, does it? In order to be golems? Don't ask what they do. I think they just go and sit in a cellar somewhere. It's a way to show that they're not a hammer, Mr. Lipwig. The buried ones forget. The free golems teach them. But don't worry. The rest of the time they won't even sleep."
"So Mr. Pump has a day off coming," said Moist.
"Of course," said Miss Dearheart, and Moist filed this one under useful to know.
"Good, thank you," he said. "Would you like to have dinner tonight?" Moist normally had no trouble with words, but these stuck to his tongue. There was something pineapple prickly about Miss Dearheart. There was something about her expression, too, which said, "There's no possible way you could surprise me. I know all about you."
"Is there anything else?" she said. "Only you're standing there with your mouth open."
No, that's fine. Thank you," mumbled Moist. She smiled at him, and bits of Moist tingled.
"Well, off you go then, Mr. Lipwig," she said. "Brighten up the world like a little sunbeam."
4 out of the 5 postmen were what Mr. Grote called horse de combat, and were brewing tea in the mail-stuffed cubbyhole that was laughingly called their rest room. Aggie had been sent home after the bulldog had been prized from his leg. Moist had a big basket of fruit sent round. You couldn't go wrong with a basket of fruit. Well, they'd made an impression at least. So had the bulldog. But some mail had been delivered, you had to admit it. You had to admit, too, that it was years and years late, but the post was moving. You could sense it in the air. The place didn't feel so much like a tomb. Now Moist had retired to his office, where he was getting creative.
Cup of tea, Mr. Lipvig.
He looked up from his